Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is the number if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Tyler Drew Scott, you can text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first hour. Little sports, little Corona, a little bit of everything. So that'll be on podcastarena.com shortly. We got a lot more good stuff coming for you. I wanted to start off because I mentioned in the first hour that we've set up a poker club. And we're using pokerstars.net. All these details are on SportsMap. But I'll go ahead and give them to you for those of you who are driving around. And you can go look at it later. But you're going to need a PokerStars.net account. That's the free site, not PokerStars.com. If you try to get on PokerStars.com, they're going to say, sorry, you live in the United States. And when our plan is we're going to do a free tournament tonight. Anybody's welcome to play. Just get signed up. Join the club. We're going to test it out. See how it goes. You know, we're going to because we got to figure out the buy-in for the tournaments are going to be in terms of, you know, how many chips we give you and stuff like that. So tonight's kind of a test run. If it goes well, the plan is to have a paid tournament on Saturday. So if you want to do that, you're going to need a PayPal account because we're going to handle all the money through PayPal. And shout out to Jerry Bowe, who really worked his butt off, and both of us did today, to try to figure out the best way to do this. So all you have to do, once you set up your account, it has to be on a laptop or a desktop, unfortunately. The mobile site does not work for home games. But in the right lower-hand corner, there's a thing called home games. And you just go there, and the group number is on SportsMap. You'll have to go to it for that. So is the password. And you'll need 20,000 free chips to play. So if you've already had a PokerStars account and you don't have 20,000 chips, sorry. But the good news is they'll give you like 15,000 for free. And when you sign up, you get 35. So you can get more than enough chips, but
and if you don't have enough, it's like $2.99 for the 20K, which is
it's $2.99 for a million.
Yeah. So, but that'll get you to your 20K, and I think that's basically like the minimum buy-in for these home game tournaments. So I think that's all you should need.
Yeah. So if worst case scenario, you pay $2.99, you get a million chips. Just don't go blow them playing fake money games because, you know, you're going to need them for anything that we do. And so the plan is, if it works out, you know, Jerry may, you know, we may do a sit and go every night, but we'll have a big tournament on Saturday. We're looking at a $50 buy-in with an optional $10 donation that we will use either for Houston Food Bank or something like that. Courtney and I are talking about some things with Todd that, you know, maybe we can do, you know, it'll either be for the listeners or it'll just go to Houston Food Bank. But that's what we'll be asking for. And hopefully we'll get a bunch of people and have some fun and we'll see how it goes. But tonight's totally free. And Jerry's playing and I'm playing and Hoffman's playing. So, you know, try to treat it like a real tournament. I don't know how much I'm going to. I just kind of want to see how the whole thing works. But if it works, the plan is to start doing some pay tournaments and give us something to do, because I know we all miss online poker. So if we can make it work this way, great. And if it doesn't, if things don't go the way we hope they do, then we'll keep looking for a spot to do it. But we tried. I mean, I can't tell you how many sites the two of us went through trying to find a place where we could set up a tournament kind of however we want and invite people to play. But you will need to be part of the group. So it's about a 10-minute process. And, you know, once you're in, then sign up for the tournament. We're good to go. So should be fun. Hopefully it'll be something that can take people's minds off of stuff for a while. But if nothing else, you can get in on the free one. And we'll do some you know, Jerry's looking for something to give away for first prize tonight. And if you don't have the novel, I'll get you a signed copy whenever we can actually be around human beings again or something like that. So it'll be a little bit to play for. And
now I'm really going to try to win.
What's that?
Now I'm really going to try to win.
I think you've already got a signed copy.
Oh, maybe so.
Yeah. Well, you could give it to somebody else. Just say, here, sign this for this person. So a couple things from the text line. Somebody said, wasn't there a feud between fans and ownership when the Oilers left Houston? All the Bob hate has me thinking about that. It was a little different because, yeah, people didn't really like Bud Adams. But Bud Adams was kind of ahead of his time. He was, the Astrodome was already a mess by then. And basically what he wanted was a billion-dollar stadium where you could put everything. And it was going to be near downtown. But it was going to be football, baseball, basketball, you name it. It was going to be a multi-use stadium. And the mayor at the time was Bob Lanier, and he wanted no part of it. So there was a lot of hatred towards Bud Adams when the team left, but there was also a lot of people who didn't like the mayor. And, you know, it wasn't just a one-sided thing. It really wasn't. But, in the end, Bud was ahead of his time because guess what you had to do? You wound up having to build a brand new football stadium, a brand new baseball stadium, and a brand new basketball arena. So, I give Bud credit. He was way ahead of his time. You know what? It's worked out really well because I think Nashville is a hell of an NFL city. And, you know, it sucks that don't have the Oilers anymore, but what are you going to do?
Yep.
Somebody else asking, Fred, I'm new to horse racing, but want to start paying attention and betting on it. Any suggestions on how to learn more? Any specific book, documentary, or blog you suggest reading to start with? Yes, go pick up a copy of Acing Racing 2016 that's on the Gow Media publishing site. That's basically for beginners, just to get you started out. It's an audio book. And after that, daily racing form, once you've figured things out. That's the way to go.
You want to hear some numbers? Oh, go ahead.
No, that's it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you want to hear some numbers about how important it is for colleges to have football this season?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that because I've been seeing a lot of doomsday numbers.
Well, and this is often, you know, we've talked about before the reason why colleges are basically able to have so many sports programs is because of football, because football pays for so much. Someone posted the profit loss numbers from each sport from LSU. And this was from 2016-2017. Okay. So, all the dust has settled, and they know the actual numbers on all these. Football made $56.1 million that year. Men's basketball made $1.62 million. Baseball made $569,000, which I would venture that LSU is probably one of just a handful of college baseball programs that's profitable in the country. Would you agree?
Yeah, yeah.
Gymnastics, minus $2.2 million. Softball, minus $2.15 million. Women's basketball, minus $4 million. Track and field, this is men's and women's combined, minus $5.6 million. Men's golf, minus $973,000. Women's golf, minus $756,000. Volleyball, minus $1.8 million. Women's soccer, minus $1.8 million. Men's tennis, minus $940,000. Beach volleyball, minus $704,000. Women's tennis, minus $1.4 million. Women's swimming, minus $1.3 million. Men's swimming, minus $1.3 million. Think about what if you lose out on that $56 million that football brings in. I mean, you really aren't going to have any other sports. Like, what are they going to do? I mean, a place like LSU probably has coffers that are full, so they're okay. But think about the schools, and a lot of these schools, don't make as much off football as LSU. think about a program like UH. You know, they're not making $56 million annually off their football program, but their football program is still the breadwinner. And if you don't have that, what happens to all those other sports?
Well, I think in a way, now the losing the tournament hurt them a lot, because what I think the NCAA was going to distribute something like $600 million. Now it's going to be $200. So I'm not good at math, but that's a lot. But you also canceled a bunch of those sports that you just mentioned that were costing you that much money. So at least for this year. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a real problem. I think it's one of these that, you know, probably going to have to scale back some programs and at some point. But, yeah. So, like, everybody's asking me to repeat what I just said about the tournament. Guys, it's on SportsMap. Please. It's at 8 o'clock tonight. All the details are on sportsmap.com. Please go check it out. But if you missed it, you missed it. Love to have you guys participate, but I can't do it every single segment. Sorry. Is my man Lawyer Dave there? All right. Let's go to my man Lawyer Dave. How you holding up, bud?
Doing fine. Less traffic, less people in the grocery store, but there are still crazy things happening out there. And if you get hurt by bad health care, by a plant explosion, by a slip and fall, or by mostly a car wreck, truck wreck, give me a call. Houston-based Lawyer Dave, 713-626-8900. How you holding up, Fred?
Ah, man, just living the life, you know. I'm becoming a hermit and enjoying it. And I notice there's a lot of less cars on the road, but there's still idiots hitting people, right?
Oh, my Lord, yes. And it seems to me the percentage of people that are somehow intoxicated on something has increased the few times I've been out at night. I mean, there's, I don't know if people's tempers are short or what the deal is. It's, there can be some real lunatics out there lately.
Well, and you know what? If they mess up, that's where you come in. And if you're hurt in one of these accidents and you can't afford to go to a doctor, what are you going to do for them?
We're going to get a doctor that the person needs to see, be it an MD, be it a surgeon, be it a chiropractor, therapist, whoever it is, without any money coming out of their pocket up front. That's a huge benefit to most folks whose health insurance policies typically don't cover accident victims.
Yeah, and you don't charge for any consultations, and there's no money out of their pocket until you win, right?
That's right. In fact, we did two sign-ups today by Zoom. So we're doing signups electronically, which is kind of odd for us, but we can come to somebody physically if need be, because we've got the masks and the gloves and all that sort of stuff, thank goodness. Or we can do it electronically if somebody just gets a hold of me and says, hey, Dave, I had a car wreck on such and such. Can you help me out? And the answer is, sure can. Let's hook it up.
All right. Give them the number one more time. Let them know how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, hit me up at 713-626-8900. That phone's answered 24/7. Or LawyerDave.com or LawyerDaveLaw, at LawyerDaveLaw is my Twitter handle, or by all means, through my stay-at-home friend, Fred.
Yeah, and I can put you in touch with him if you can't remember any of those. And if they need a lawyer, what do they do?
They better dial Dave.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And just one more quick thing on the poker thing. Make sure that if you're going to play tonight or whenever we do it, you get logged on a little bit early, because you know, when they get 100,000 players on that thing, sometimes it's a little slow for you to get on, even if you have a really good connection. It's just those of you who remember Poker Stars remember well the long red line. So just make sure you're on early. Man, I'm thinking about that college thing, and, you know, what's going to wind up getting cut, I'm guessing, are programs like men's soccer and men's swimming, because you've got to stay Title IX compliant, right? I guess you could get rid of both swimmings if it's the same number of people. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that would have a big impact on Olympic sports more than anything, I would think. So, yeah, that's certainly a concern. But, you know, maybe it doesn't happen. I mean, I know we're all looking at worst-case scenarios, but if maybe this thing gets by mid-May, if it starts to get where you can start doing things again. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't really go to crowds anymore. I mean, we went to the Roughnecks games. That's about it. I mean, I think after a couple years ago when we went to that damn comedy fest in San Francisco, I was like, man, I do not ever want to be around people again in this kind of a group. I think that's going to be the bigger issue moving forward, is how many people are not going to go to games and just, you know, they're going to be the same way. It's like, you know what? I can watch it on TV, and that's a lot of money that you lose in terms of, you know, concessions and things like that that help these schools out too. I think, you know, that's, to me, that's just part of it. You might wind up losing a whole bunch of extra revenue.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, that's the kind of, I guess, the concern is it's not just the revenue that you would lose from losing football, which would obviously be a lot. It would be, I mean, and I say that, I don't know these programs, how much do you think they cost if you're not running them? Like, is there basically no cost attached? There's got to be some cost to even, you know, keep the kids on campus.
Well, scholarships are still
like
a cost.
Yeah.
Scholarships are still a cost, right?
It's got to be.
And you're paying your coach no matter what. And
yep.
So, I mean, there's some costs involved, but, you know, and like you mentioned, UH, I guarantee you a big way they make money is beer sales at those games.
Oh, yeah.
And suddenly if you, you know, well, last year they didn't have great crowds because they sucked, but, you know, you start cutting that even more, and that's a hell of a lot of money that walks out the window. Yep. Plus, here's another thing that kind of hurts them. The school was making a pretty good chunk off the Roughnecks.
Yeah.
And
you don't get that now.
That was found money for them. It was a real boon. So, yeah, that's – and, you know, you worry about you take it down like even another level, like these Conference USA schools. I mean, how many of those – I mean, at least, in the AAC, they're at least making pretty decent money. You know, it's not Power 5 money, but –
it
boy, you get
worse,
down to Conference USA.
Well, and think about what team, like even schools like, you know, Rice or even if you go even smaller, like the Sam Houston, you know, or Stephen F. Austin. Like, what are those guys going to do?
Yeah, I mean, that's I hope it doesn't come to that, but certainly if, because I basically for the summer months, I'm guessing the expenses aren't that much. But, yeah, once you get back to fall, if there's no football, that's it's going to be real interesting to see what happens. So I have somebody who has a coronavirus scare who you might be familiar with.
Okay.
The Queen of England.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm pretty sure that woman's bulletproof and is going to live to be 200. And because she's looked the same for about 30 years. She's 93 years old, but apparently a man whose duties that included bringing the queen meals and walking her two dogs has the coronavirus.
Oh, she's only got two dogs anymore?
Yeah, she's only got two dogs.
She used to have a ton
of them. But he also brought her food.
Oh, no.
But my favorite part of the story is, you know, they obviously do things very different in England, especially with their headlines. It says, coronavirus fears for Queen and Philip as servant who walks royal dogs falls ill.
Mm.
Do we still have servants?
If you're royalty, of course you do.
Oh, my. What the hell? Why do we still call them servants?
Well, do you prefer slaves?
No.
Do you prefer peasants?
I mean, how about assistants?
Indentured assistants?
we've created a lot of cool words like administrative assistant instead of secretary. I think
right.
That's great. Flight attendant,
I'm sure it's like servant in a way, like Alfred was technically Bruce's servant, but he was also treated fairly, right?
Yeah, but he was like a butler. At least a butler sounds good.
I mean, servant? A butler does a lot more stuff than walk the dog. This is basically... I mean, this guy is, he doesn't care what you call him. He's just happy to have the gig. Let's face it.
I guess he does serve her meals, so technically servant?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's accurate.
Does he have to taste the meal before she eats it to make sure it's not poisoned?
I don't think they have to do that anymore.
Oh.
Plus, I don't think poison would affect this woman.
God, royalty's just not what it used to be, is it?
No. Well, I mean, to me, it's goofy enough that we still have royalty and they live off of the...
It's absurd.
And yet they love those people over there. And I'm like, really? Really? You're paying for them.
Yeah, you pay for them to live their fancy life in their castles.
And, I mean, that damn wedding, everybody on the planet was like, oh, I've got to watch this. I've got to watch this. It's like,
I missed that episode of Royal Weddings.
Yeah, I passed on that one too, but to me it was like it's like the line from Bronx Tale, Mickey Mantle ain't gonna pay your rent.
That's it.
These riches aren't gonna pay your rent. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere, it's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
On your knees, dog.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And joining us now, as he does most Tuesdays, our good friend Jerome Solomon, Houston Sports Show, Houston Chronicle, just a little bit of everything. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. I'm just shocked that you have a problem with the word servant, considering all the servants that work for SportsMap for you.
Oh, shots fired.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I like to call them volunteers.
You call them contributors.
Exactly. Yeah. Contributors. That sounds
Jerome,
so much
they're free
better.
To leave anytime. They're free to leave.
They're freelancers. Yeah.
No. Contributor.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Contributor. Hanging in.
So what's up,
trying
man?
To
you hanging in
find this? Ways to fill the time here, just like I'm sure you are.
I will tell you, I'm so disappointed in Twitter. I mean, I've always known that Twitter was, pretty mindless, but I try to follow interesting people and entertaining people, and I followed a wide array of people. But, boy, the sports follows, it's a whole bunch of, name your five favorite games, and who are the best three of this? It's you know how bad List Radio is? List Twitter is way worse.
It's worse.
God,
yeah.
Awful.
Here's my bracket of favorite lunch meats.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, are you people that uninteresting that you can't come up with an interesting topic of conversation without it happening in a game that you're watching right now? You know
right.
what I mean? And granted, I'm calling them out because they're doing List Twitter. I'm barely tweeting, so maybe I'm in the same boat. I'm not interesting enough to tweet out anything either, but at least I'm smart enough not to tweet out something stupid.
Well, listen, this is a very well-hidden fact by most people in the sports industry. Most of them aren't very interesting. And the great thing about sports radio is even for non-interesting people, the script's written for you. Basically, typically a sports radio show, the script is written for you the night before. So guys who aren't interesting at all can come in and talk about what happened last night. The problem is, if there was nothing that happened last night, what are they going to talk about? They talk about, oh, I guess we've got to – we'll see what we can do to burn some segments today. We'll try and come up with something to waste time with. I mean, it's pretty sad, honestly.
And not to get ridiculous in patting you guys on the back, but y'all aren't the kind of guys who just say, hey, we're going to talk about the Rockets when we come back, just to talk about the Rockets.
Yeah.
You will go 3 hours and not even mention the Rockets if nothing interesting is on the table with the Rockets at the time. And other people, they can't do that. They have to force feed it. And at this time, boy, we're not driving around as much, so I'm obviously not listening around as I normally would, but I can imagine it's pretty sad on some places without interesting topic or without topics being thrown at them that they don't have a choice.
Right, without
they
being
don't know
handed
how to come
to
up
them.
With interesting ones.
Well, Jerome, just for you, we set up a poker thing, so I know you'll be interested. Sorry, there's no cash game.
I'll honestly say, I feel almost ashamed that when internet poker first came out, I was huge on it, and then once they said it was illegal, or made it official that it was illegal, I left it and haven't even given it any thought. I didn't realize it still existed. Am I just behind the times here?
No.
Well,
you're not.
No.
It technically doesn't exist. We're maybe, you know, we're looking for workarounds is what we're doing, Jerome.
Oh, so this is for what is it, for entertainment purposes only?
Exactly that.
Well,
tonight. The next night, we're going to throw some money into a PayPal escrow, and you know, we may come up with a prize for the winner.
Right, and I need that kind of entertainment in my life, so I'm signing up.
So, what else you working on, man?
I'm just trying to find it. You know, I've I'm going to talk to the Astros general manager. I haven't met him yet because the day that he was hired and they popped up with the press conference, I was tied up with my daughter in surgery, so I couldn't go. And then the next thing you know, the spring training was shut down and canceled when I was getting ready to go there. So I've yet to meet him. And it is fascinating to me, I think, that for a guy, I've talked to him a couple of times. He was not interested in my take that this delay is, you know, can in some way be beneficial to him because it gives him time to actually catch up with the rest of the sports world. He was not having that as a topic. But I do think it is. I mean, think about it. He doesn't know the organization even from top to bottom, and now he gets to learn the organization without there being games and trades and things to an actual business to do every day. So this little pause might benefit him in terms of trying to catch up with what's going on. And believe me, and people have learned it, I think, when we saw how, you know, Jeff Luhnow operated. The general manager of a baseball team is extremely important. So this guy's supposed to be pretty smart and pretty sharp, but we'll see how good he is going forward.
What are some takeaways from your interview, other than that he wants to be playing right now?
Oh no, I'm going to talk to him again here because the last time I talked to him, there wasn't much depth there. And you know me, Fred. I blame the interviewer when you don't get what you need from the interviewee. So I'm going to try again and dig a little deeper and try to get something good and juicy from him. And what can he say? We're sitting around waiting on the season, you know, how deep can he really go? The draft, I'm not interested in the draft.
You better get interested in it. That's your story of the year right there.
Yeah, I'm not interested in the NFL draft, the baseball draft. Oh, my goodness. That's really not a very entertaining topic of discussion for me. So no, I'll have to find some stuff, but maybe more personal stuff. I mean, I do think he has an interesting personal story, and he's a guy who's talked his way into getting where he's gotten so far. And I do think it's fascinating that so many guys are running organizations now who didn't play the game, who weren't, you know, deeply involved in sports before and just kind of made their way into it from other avenues. So it's that's going to be interesting, you know. And I think it's interesting. I mentioned the NFL draft. I keep seeing people saying that all the teams that are the best at scouting now will do better with this draft, where they don't get to visit with players nearly as much as they normally would. I think they do overkill in analyzing each player anyway. So I think the teams that have always been good will continue to be good in the draft. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's probably the case. I think that, you know, it's smart of the Texans to trade off any draft picks, because they were probably going to blow them anyway. And this way, you know.
That's the last thing the Texans need, is draft picks that they will mess up.
Well, that was their deal with Hopkins. They're like, man, we can get a second rounder. This is the one year we've got an excuse. If we blow this pick, we'll be like, oh, it was the draft's fault.
Yeah, the Eagles are like, here, take a couple of first rounders. They're like, no. We don't need that pressure. We don't want that.
We're not looking for that
at all.
You got some fifths hanging around.
It's good. But I will argue with you guys on this. I think the Texans are in much better shape than most people think they are. They're just not in as good a shape as they should be, and that's going to always be the thing that's hanging over this franchise's head, because there's no way you're a better team now than you were before you made the move with DeAndre Hopkins. And I get the sense that they'll get to the end of the season and have 9 or 10 wins and be a playoff team and lose in the first round. And we'll all go, man, if you had DeAndre Hopkins on this team, you might still be playing, because he's that kind of a player that he can make a couple of plays in a game that makes a difference in a game. And
but
you don't
they had him last year. They had him last year, and that's exactly what they were this year. They're a mediocre team, made the playoffs, and got bumped. They beat the Bills. They barely beat the Bills. So that the way you're saying it, DeAndre Hopkins isn't much of a difference maker if you think that they're going to be just as good.
Well, but see, over the course of the season, DeAndre Hopkins was enough of a difference maker to get them past a game or two that they wouldn't have gotten to the point where they got to. Some of this stuff is not really measurable. We're not talking about, oh, we know Russell Westbrook hit 8 game-winning shots kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, in football, you don't have that. But if you take that kind of guy off the team, it's going to affect how you do. But I think with a Deshaun Watson's improvement, and I'm just going to automatically give him some improvement in year 3 as a full-time starter, that all of this will balance out. But in the end, I still think we'll sit there be saying, you should be better. You know what I mean? You should be, and by the same, you should be coached better. You should be run by a better GM. So wherever they end up, unless it's in the Super Bowl, we'll probably be saying, man, if you had a better coach, if you had a better GM, if you had the best receiver in the game or one of the top 3, you would be this much better. Wherever they are, you guys might think that they won't be in the playoffs, and we'll have that argument. I think they'll be there. It's going to be the same argument, and it'll be legitimate.
Yeah, I just have a hard time believing that Deshaun Watson is going to get better this year without DeAndre Hopkins around. I think that's when it's going to be. That's where we're going to see some struggle from him, I think.
That's very possible. I mean, I just think he gets better automatically, and it's very possible he gets better and looks worse because he doesn't have DeAndre Hopkins around. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And hell, we just hope we see it one way or the other. At this point, I'm starting to doubt we'll skip sports at all here until August or September. It's kind of crazy out there.
Jerome, have you reached out to talk to Watson about his reactions on Twitter and see if he'll talk about it?
I haven't been able to get him to discuss it at all. And I do think there's something there, because that's not his normal style. So it's a little unique for him to even be making comments that even allow you the room to think that he's unhappy. I don't cover the team day to day like a beat writer, and so he's not in my wheelhouse like some of the older players used to be with the team, so I don't know him like that. So it's not like he's dodging me or anything. He's dodging everyone. He hasn't
talked
to anybody
Michael Irvin
that we've seen.
He's not dodging Michael Irvin.
Well, Mike's the man.
Let me tell you, Jerome. Let me tell you how to be a journalist.
Hey, we dog those guys, Mike and Deion Sanders. And
they get the scoop. They're scooping you.
Charles could be that way if he really wanted to be, but Charles don't want to work that hard. I'll give Mike and Deion credit. They actually call players and talk to them. Charles is like, forget all that food.
No, not me, bro.
I don't need to mess with these youngsters. They ain't got nothing on me.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. You guys still doing the TV show and the radio show and everything, or are you on hiatus right now?
We're still hanging. We're still hanging. AJ is actually trying to get us to expand the radio show. It's such a huge, humongous success.
Yeah, need more of it.
Especially since churches are closed now. Man, on Sunday morning.
People, you know, they've got no excuse to miss it.
People want to worship with Houston Sports Show.
worship at the altar of Jerome.
We're all going to hell.
Well, you are the king, so.
Hey, all I know is if I'm going to hell, a lot of my boys are going to be there.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll all have a spot at the bar. I wonder if we'll have to social distance there.
Yeah, keep away from me. All right, fellas. But, yeah, no, we're still doing TV, still doing radio for now. We'll see how long it goes. But, no, as I think, with our TV, we can have fun without the live games going on because the interviews and the personalities are still there. It's just not any games to go with it. So we're keeping it interesting, that's for sure.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter, at Jerome Solomon. As always, appreciate the time, my friend, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thanks for having me on, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too, man. All right, we are going to take a break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hope you guys are having a great Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday still. Feels like it may have moved into Wednesday during the show. But if you're interested in our free poker tournament tonight on PokerStars.net, just go to SportsMap.com. There's an explanation there. And got any questions, hit Jerry Bonos up on Twitter. But pretty self-explanatory. We've got all the details on there. So let's do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we know the beaches in Galveston are closed. And apparently this is something that's going on all over the world, including Costa Rica. And don't know if you guys saw this story, but the police in Costa Rica went to clear the beaches, and there were a few surfers out there, which, to me, surfing's pretty solitary for the most part. You're definitely social distancing, but they weren't supposed to be there. So one guy who got arrested is a pro surfer. Another guy decided to take off running, and the cops started shooting.
Oh, no.
Which, now, he didn't hit the guy, but I got to ask, what the hell, what do you
think? It seems aggressive.
What's the danger in a guy in his damn underwear running off with a surfboard that you got to shoot?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. That seems like unnecessary force or something.
Yeah, I always have heard great things about Costa Rica, but, boy, I don't think I want to go down there and surf now.
I tell you, I don't go there.
Get shot at. So, I get that the beaches need to be closed, but, shooting at a surfer who's running away. How fast can he be running with his damn surfboard?
So, he didn't shoot him?
No, he didn't. He just shot at him. So maybe a little better training, too, if you're not going to be able to hit him. At least hit the board. That's a pretty big target.
But you think.
Yeah, so that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And 979 said, do you hear about that idiot pastor in Florida, of course, who got arrested for holding church? Hashtag Gem of the Day. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. We had some fun at his expense. But, you just wish. I mean, it's not that hard to do what you're told. I mean, you don't need to be surfing right now. I get it. If you're a surf pro and you want to keep your game going, great. But if they say, hey, beach is closed, don't go.
Just don't go.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
However, if you're a police officer in Costa Rica, there's no reason to shoot at a surfer.
That seems unnecessary.
I can't imagine he's running that fast with that thing. I mean, a guy in a wheelchair would almost be faster. What are you shooting at? It's crazy. By the way, update on something we talked about the other day. Dr. James Andrews suspends Tommy John surgeries during coronavirus shutdown.
Yeah, once all the guys that were hurt got done, he says, that's enough, guys. We're not doing this anymore.
Chris Sale had his surgery Monday in Los Angeles by Dr. Neil Elatrache. And Noah Syndergaard had his performed last week by the Mets medical director at a hospital for special surgery in West Palm Beach, Florida. Both are classified as specialized orthopedic facilities, not public hospitals. But, of course, the fact that they were able to get that done when we're being told hospitals shouldn't be used for any of that stuff has rubbed people the wrong way. But, hey, guys, that's life. Rich people get to do things.
Yep.
That's, you know. Somebody wants to know, was it Keanu Reeves doing the shooting or Nick Nolte? I could see him doing that, shooting at a bunch of at Patrick Swayze.
I could see that, yeah.
Yeah.
It does sound like a bad 80s action movie.
It really does. Oh, Point Break, Costa Rica,
or like a scene from Miami Vice, maybe.
Yeah. Oh man. 713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776.
Hey, I've got a little bit of a programming note.
Okay.
Tonight after Soccer Matters, so Soccer Matters will be on after us from 7 to 9. And then after Soccer Matters, we're airing basically an interview with Mark Cuban. And it's him talking about how business is being affected by this and how businesses can come out of this thing. So if you are interested in that at all or you own a small business, maybe a cool thing to listen to. I heard it. I thought it was really good. And we had the opportunity to put it on our air. So I thought that we should take advantage of that. So we'll be airing that 9 o'clock tonight. It's just an hour, but there's some really cool stuff in there.
Will we be podcasting it as well later?
I don't know. Tyler, what, you know the rules on that?
I'm not sure because, I mean, we don't even have a place to.
Yeah, I don't think we will be podcasting it. So it's basically here now.
If they do want to try and listen to it, I'm almost positive it'll be on like Westwood One's website.
Yeah.
Or like you can probably Google Mark Cuban Town Hall and it'll probably pop up.
But we're running it tonight, 9 o'clock.
Well, let's just listen to it while we're playing poker tonight. How's that?
There you go.
I'll tell you what, he has been. I have a lot of admiration for Mark Cuban as both an owner and just some of the things, the way he has handled dealing with this thing. I mean, I just think that's a really cool thing to. He's the kind of guy who can give you a lot of insights into a lot of stuff. So, definitely worth checking out. 713-780-ESPN. Is there music playing?
Yes. I keep forgetting that you can't.
All right. quick break. We got an hour to go. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's metal brain corrodes.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate,